A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet, with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick, is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. And today, Jane, it's already April.
So I can't believe it.
Well, it doesn't look like April.
Yes.
At least today. But you know what that means? We've already 3 months of the year are already gone.
That's right. I can't believe it.
So at this point, I think it's a good time we look at the first 3 months of the real estate market and do a recap of the first quarter of 2022 and compare it to the first quarter of the prior 2021 and the more recent prior years.
Absolutely. We always like to give our clients and the listeners a quarterly update so we know where we've been and where we're heading to. And giving these last 3 years is very unusual. So we would also including some data from the previous 2018 and 2017. So they will give us some comparison because we can't really compare the past 2 years with, you know, the
mm-hmm,
normal. So we need more data to compare.
Right. Yes. So let's look at the first quarter of this year, 2022, mm-hmm. which is hard to believe 3 months are gone already, compared to the first quarter of 2021. So the number of homes sold declined a little bit, but it's still holding pretty good. It was, in fact, in 2021, there was 1,662 homes sold in the first quarter of 2021. This first quarter of 2022, again, this is the Central Jersey
MLS. And a single family.
Single family
well.
Homes. Yeah. There was 1,412.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the listing inventory is a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
I guess based on the fact the home sold is less, so the inventory is tighter.
Yeah.
The days on the market, though, basically was stable. If you compare this quarter to first quarter of 2021,
yes.
And the average time on the market was about 46 days or so.
Yeah. Just for the audience to remember, when we talk about the days on the market, it's not from the day you sign the listing agreement until the closing. Generally, the date on the market is how much time the agent marking the home, put your home on the market, and to secure the first acceptance offer. And which is some agent are doing, sometimes the agent do a little bit different. For example, in Middlesex County, the rule changed many years ago. In the past, once you under attorney review, you will mark the MLS as under attorney review. Once the lawyer finished the paperwork, and then you put it under contract. However, the rule changed many years ago. Now it's optional. So the agent, your seller agent, have an option to either to mark it under attorney review or just leave this still active until we officially end the contract. So when, as per you say, Ken, whatever the days on the market is pretty much either is from the day you put on market and the day you secure a contract. But the day you secure a contract can be either the day you sign a contract, go to review, or officially finish the review. The reason of that is if you put your home under attorney review, that may turn a few buyers and the buyer agent away, so they may not show the house. There's times, right, during the attorney review, both buyer and the seller can change their mind with or without a reason. So that's why as a Mueller team, when generally don't market under attorney review, we will just market when we officially under contract. So that's just a little bit of footnote to explain how many days on the market. Once that the day on the market, once you're under contract, you have to truly add another minimum 4 weeks to 8 weeks for the buyer to finish the mortgage process. And also sometimes seller may need more time to close as well. So the date on the market, don't get panicked, because I do have sellers said, oh my God, 40 days, I have to do everything. No, the 40 days on average to secure a contract. Once again, that's on average. Some home may secure a contract in 3 days. Some may little bit longer, so that is on average.
Right. The average is basically based on the number of homes that sold. It would be the 412 homes that sold in the first quarter of 2022, and the average days on the market, if you add those, if you take each individual's days on the market, add them up, divide by 1412, that's how they come up with the average 46 days, which interestingly enough is about 2 days less than first quarter of 2021. Again, more or less they're the same.
The same, right.
So let's turn to the list price increase. Basically, for the first quarter of 2022, the close price. The close price from the average, again, for single family homes in Central Jersey increased compared to the first quarter of 2021. It went up a good amount, maybe 30 some thousand, which is pretty good considering the rapid increase from 2020 to 2021. And to see the market list close price increase even further. For the first quarter of 2022, the average close price was $479 compared to a year ago, it was $443.
Yes. I think what that happened is you mentioned the listing price went up. That's because before you lease the home, you have to come with comparables in the area. You typically look at the last 3 months to 6 months number. So because the market on rising, that's why the number is higher than the year before, because the base went up, because market keeping going up, so the base went up. And then because lack of inventory, most caused by more buyers, the interest rate especially, and pushed the final price up. So majority of the home get either full price or well over full price. And having said that, if you look at a close the first 3 months, the quarter, the contract mainly was drawing about December and January time in order for them to close before the end of March, which is to finish the quarter. So if everyone remember right, that was the interest rate was still favorable. So that would push a lot of buyers move ahead, bought a property in November and December, which closing is February and March. That was well before the fuel interest rise. And once again, this data is only for the single family. We also have a comparison for the condo, pretty much in line, but we just want to seek the different categories so we have a better understanding of the whole market. So 40,000 percentage-wise, that's a huge rise. In my personal opinion, I think when the 2020, when the market went up, right, 2019 to 2020, the single family went up first. I feel the condo and townhouses started going up since from last year. So the first year when everybody lined up and fighting to get in the open house and the bidding, mainly that time the townhouse didn't raise that much. I think from last year, 2021, the condo townhouse 55 plus started warmed up and then go way up today.
Right, and that's why this data for the first quarter of 22 has to be quantified or taken with a grain of salt, because a lot of, like you said, Jane, a lot of the closings that occurred in the first quarter of 2022, the offers and the mortgages and the applications are preceded that in December and November, which enabled the closings to occur in the first quarter of 2022.
Absolutely.
So now, while we're on the subject, it's very ripe because the mortgage interest rates, I subscribed to CoStar, and that gives the national data. Mm-hmm. They basically said that as of April 6th, their report is that the mortgage application rates have fallen to an all-time low since 2019.
Wow.
Which is a direct reflection of the rise in the interest rates. The interest rates basically have gone up, and I think as of yesterday, the average for a 30-year conventional was 5.08%. It even was a little bit higher, because whenever the Fed makes a comment, even if they sneeze, Wall Street reacts. And that's what happened yesterday, because the vice chair, a lady, made a comment that she said the Fed has to lay back on the buying of the bonds.
And that's expected, though. But sometimes expected, then real happened. That's still wake more people up. I think, you know, the interest rate went up significantly. That's compared with the, you know, 2019 and 2020.
Right.
And I think what you just mentioned, the sharp decrease in application, I would have a little bit of different point of view, because when 2019, 2020, remember when the interest rate deliciously low, a lot of family refinanced.
Right.
You know, whoever refinanced, or they didn't really affect in our real estate market per se as a real estate agent or buyer and seller. That's mortgage rate is only one part of the equation.
Right. As we
the data,
that in the
yes,
past,
because
too.
they were just really refinanced. Like we know a lot of our client, right? In 2019, once they refinanced, their mortgage went down $200, $300. You know, I mean, they were able to get more because the price went up, the appraisal went up. They were able to refinance more fund, pay all their credit card, whatever. And then the monthly payment is still a little bit lower than before.
I think we already covered that in one show in quite detail. Basically, where it all comes down for a lot of the buyers is the monthly payment. And if with the housing prices being so high, the interest rates are low, you're paying a lot more for the house, but you're getting the benefit of a reduced interest rate and hence a lower monthly payment. However, as the interest rates start to creep up, we'll have to wait till we'll do a recap on this after the second quarter. But we should start to see, we'll see if the home prices start to stabilize or decline. But at the end of the day, for most buyers, the impact to them is not going to be felt, because the monthly payment is going to be more or less the same. And that's kind of what.
Yeah, they went up a little bit. It's really a cup of Starbucks a month, right? But it psychologically may wake up a lot of people. That's why we saw last year in November, suddenly a lot of more fresh buyer came to the market. So they want to take advantage. Say, for example, if the buyer made an offer and accepted in November or December, and their mortgage rate is much lower, you know, than the March, right? Than the February. So because even before the Fed twice increased a few weeks ago, the market already anticipated. If the market anticipated, somehow the rate already went up a little. You know, and then when the Fed increased rate twice, they just won't jump up even higher. So that's really pushed a very strong first quarter closing, because in November, December, January, and February, a lot of buyer very anxious to lock in the property and go through the process, because you cannot lock in the rate unless you have a signed contract.
And like we're saying, though, too, we don't necessarily have to wait for the data. I should correct myself. I said it'll be anxious to see what the data, because you're out there. We're the foot soldiers.
Yeah,
so
that's
right. And do you feel, since you work primarily in the residential and I'm doing the commercial, do you feel that the market is slowing down? I don't think so.
I don't think so, because at the moment, right, once again, the market is still, the interest rate is still going up.
But it's still relatively low in comparison to what it was.
What I mean by that, Ken, is if you know tomorrow the potato is gonna be a dollar more, you would buy today, would you?
So that's
what I mean, because if you anticipated more increase down the path, and you might would just buy now. You know, so you ask me whether interest go up, it affect the people, and tomorrow will be possibly higher interest. So if you buy today, the interest rate is higher than last year, but most likely will be lower than later.
Than the future, right.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. A state-of-the-art building, approximately 3,000 square feet with a backup generator and plenty of parking, is available for lease. Located on the main thoroughfare in Hamilton Township, the building is zoned highway commercial and is suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and much more. To find out more and see if it fits your business and your needs, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Come on down and join Ken and Jane Muller for their first seminar at the East Brunswick Library on Wednesday, April 6th at 7 p.m. Coffee and refreshments will be provided. To register, please email at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back. So let's talk about the condos first quarter 2022 in comparison to the first quarter of 2021. So what are we seeing here, Jane? Looks like the number of condos, again, this is for Central Jersey MLS, the data provided by them, it shows about 615 condos were sold the first 3 months of this year as compared to 668 sold the first quarter of 2021. So a little bit of a decrease. But the average close price, as we covered, went up from the last quarter. I'm sorry, a year ago, the first quarter of 2021, it was about $284,000 versus the first quarter of 2022, it was $323,000. So that's a very big that's a big increase. And the other important thing is that the list price versus the close price for condominiums increased. So in other words, they most of them by about 2.05% over the list price, meaning that the condominiums sold a little bit higher than the list price, which is still pretty good. So they're performing, at, I think, at a pretty good level. Also, we covered the days on the market. Actually, interestingly enough, the days on the market for the first quarter of 2022 for condominiums was 40 days, and that outperformed all prior first quarters for days on the market. If you go back to 2018, it was about 66 days, you know, to some months. 2019, 69 days, 2020, 64 days, first quarter of 2021, 51 days, and the first quarter of 2022, we're at 40 days. So all in all, the condominiums had a very good first quarter of 2022 performance.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I think because the condo didn't went up the first year that much. That's why they since last year the condominium warmed up and the 55 plus warmed up too. So when that happened this year, you were pretty much captured again from last year because the first year didn't go up much, and the second year, 2021, they went up. So 2022 continue. That's driven by a lot of more buyers on the market.
And another interesting piece of data, because I'm looking at this and I'm coming up with ideas, you know, there's so many ways you can interpret data. But if you look at the first quarter from 2018 through the first quarter of 2021, in each of those first quarters, the close price of the average close price for the condominium was slightly less than the average list price. Yet in the first quarter of 2022, this was the first quarter going back to 2018, where the close price exceeded the list price. Again, it was like 2% over, but still, it shows a trend that the market really pushed it over the list price the first time in the data we have here for the quarters.
So it seems like the condo townhouse is about a year behind the rise from the single family market.
Right. So whoever sold their condo the first quarter of 2022 is probably happy with their
with their
closing time and with the dollar result on
top of it. Absolutely. Yes, yes. And I think the another thing we mentioned in the previous show, right? A lot of people are talking about the real estate rise because lack of inventory. In fact, it's not because lack of inventory. It's because many more buyers push it. And the data showed, right, how many they sold is much more than previous years. it's not the number of how the number of property, either single family or townhouses, condos, they owe much more than the previous year. So that led us to believe the rise of real estate is not causing by per se low inventory, less people sell. No, it's because strong buyer push it. It's always supply and a demand, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Yeah, this is more demand, and supply went up, the demand went up much more. So that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That was the quarter. So going forward, I should bring a crystal ball here. That's my crystal ball.
There you go.
Last year, just share some information about last year. Last year, from January, the first quarter, as the report says, is very strong. And then the market went very strong from January 1st all the way to pretty much June. In our experience, the third week in June, and start market starts slow down. In my personal opinion, I could be wrong here, but personal opinion is people lock up so long. And last year in June, seems like the virus condition went a little better. So a lot of family can't wait to get out from the hiding place and go on vacation and do something. So last year, the third week, fourth week in June and July, August was very, very quiet. So that's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. We're in the business for a long time, right? That's not uncommon. That's what we call them seasonal adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. But normally, my experience is if you have a very slow summer, June, July, September will pick up. But last year, I was a little worried because September after Labor Day, after second week, the kids went back to school. Normally, the buyer will come back to the market. But in contrary, last year, September, October was very slow. I'm not talking about slow, but compared with the spring and summertime, wasn't went up. It's really went down a little. However, in November, when the virus situation suddenly turned worse, and plus there's a lot of talk about interest rate rise, and then suddenly we have a lot of more buyer came to the market. So from around Thanksgiving time and December, and the market went up, to the point. So that's why we had such a strong quarter. So that's really set a good footings for this year going forward. In my opinion, in the next second quarter in 2022, there will be a lot of more home come to the market. I can see it. I can feel it. Every day you look at the MLS, there's more new listing coming. And I think one of the reasons, once again, it's just my personal observation and the thinking here. And I think a lot of sellers feel the market is already high, 3 years in a row. So the good time can't be there forever. And who sit on the boundary now, they don't want to miss such a good market. So they are more motivated to put their house on the market. So that's may created more inventory. When you have a more inventory and combined with a lot of people already bought, plus interest rate on the high, plus economy. So that's let me believe the second quarter we should be good, but the third and the fourth quarter, I feel we may repeat what happened last year. The only difference is last year, the fourth quarter came back, towards mm-hmm. the end of fourth quarter, but this year, I hope it will be the case, but I'm really not sure how we're going from here. As you mentioned before, Ken, the market is not going to crash tomorrow, going way down. No.
No.
But I feel at this point, they may not go much, they not continue to grow in this.
Right. And I think that's the speculation, at least that's from my knowledge, from the data I get from a lot of the sources, is that the speculation is that the home prices, don't panic out there, the home prices are not going to decline, but we may not see the rapid increase. So if you're mm-hmm. a homeowner now, it's not like you're going to maybe lose 20% overnight, but you may not see that. You're not going to see these trends because they're not going to go up 7%, 8% every
year.
It's
not only not go up, Ken. It's also it's like if you see your neighbor house sell, like 600, you say, oh my God, my neighbor sells 600. And 3 years ago, another neighbor sold same house, 450. Right. They had 150,000. If you lease your house, the end of this year or next year, you have to look, don't look at the 600, say I want a 610. In contrary, maybe you should list 589, 599 in order to attract more buyer to buy. So that's really in which market. At the moment, last 3 years, when we started as a listing agent, we see what they sold. The next listing, the price were higher than the last one, right? But in the near future, when the market start to show weakening, so the listing price will be more important. Yeah, you have to know exactly this point and how much the house worth, and you have to really list it at a very, very competitive price. Otherwise, you'll be chasing the market down. Say 600, you list 610, didn't sell, you list 599, 3 months didn't sell, you list 589, 571.
That happened. That happened to different sellers we know, where they basically were always, when we got retained, they were always, in the past, they tried selling it for a few years,
yeah.
But they're always chasing, it's like the dog chasing the tail. They're always listing it higher than the market,
yeah.
And they never could catch the market rate. So unfortunately, that caused their home to be on the market for a long time.
I mean, right? That's typically when we start, right? 2009, because a lot of people, they still remember 2006, 2007 number. So when they lease their house 2007, they ask more. They didn't get it. 2008, they said, I'm happy with the last time, what we got. But that offer no longer there. They go further down. And then when you talk about 2009, 10, 11, that's like a 20, 25% haircut. So that's why history always repeats itself.
That's
why all the school have a history class, right?
Right.
That's the reason for it.
Yeah, people just have to follow what they learn in the class, but it doesn't seem to apply those principles, but it doesn't seem to
go. I think a lot of it's just like for me, right? I understand when I eat the burgers and fries, I mean, it's bad for my health, but sometimes you still do it, right?
Right, of course.
You can't help. So that's the thing with this kind of, you know the history repeat itself. But somehow it's emotional. Once again, go back to how many times we talk about this. It's emotion. You know, it's emotion, emotion, and emotion. And
that's where the real estate professional, the realtor comes in, because you basically have to – the reason you hire a realtor is they have the professional expertise, the market analysis, and they get the guidance to really tell you what the price is. Because a lot of homeowners, it's very emotional. It's very subjective. They have attachments to the house. They say, oh, my house is worth more because I have the – because my closets have these special –
California organizer.
Or I have a solid oak wood door, or I have materials they put in, but it doesn't always equate to more money, unfortunately. A lot of the things that they did, or they have a custom surround sound worth $20,000. It doesn't mean you're gonna get a dollar more for the house, because what people really look at the house are the location, the schools, the layout, the privacy, the
neighborhood,
the road, the neighborhood,
the convenience to the bus or area. Yeah, I think a lot of time it really depends on the market, right? I mean, just for example, like 2007, you could just put a house, average house on the market to get top dollar, but you take the time, upgrade it. You sink in 20,000-30,000.
You got to wrap it up. I want to give the promo for our hat. We have these beautiful All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane hats. They come in navy in the blue and charcoal, which is basically a very similar color. If anybody's interested in one, please reach out to us at allaboutrealestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com. Drop us a message on our Facebook. They're really good, and we'd love to send you one. Just send us a note.
Or you can pick up in our office.
Yeah, or you can pick up. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Monday to Friday between 9 to 4.
Okay.
You can pick up in our office.
Yeah, everybody at the station loves them. They're wearing them too. So.
Yes.
All right. I think we have to wrap it up, and hope everyone enjoys the rest of their weekend.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com, or call 732-898-2266.